And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
This morning's text is from our epistle lesson from Paul's letter to the Romans. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, these words. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. These two verses, Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, underscore the when and the how of the Christian's death to sin. Baptism is a means by which you and I enter into a vital relationship with Jesus Christ, baptized into Christ Jesus. It is a means of receiving God's grace, and it graphically depicts what happens as a result of the Christian's union with Christ. Through faith, you and I are united with Christ, just as through our natural birth, we're united with Adam. So now we have died and we have been raised again with Christ. I had the privilege of knowing Dr. Oswald C.J. Hoffman, who was a speaker of the Lutheran Hour for over 30 years. His theme verse for life was Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, which ties in so beautifully to today's text. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is a case in point of by the power of the Holy Spirit to drown the old Adam and rise forth the new man. Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has destroyed death. He has destroyed sin. He who had no sin became sin for us, says the Bible. He destroyed sin. He destroyed sin, death, and the power of the devil by his death and by his mighty resurrection from the dead. So that as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Someone once said, you're born once and you die twice, or you're born twice and you die once. Think of it. You're born once and you die twice, or you're born twice and you die once. Jesus, in speaking to Nicodemus, says, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. The Apostle Paul, in writing to Titus, says, Titus 3, verses 4 and following, But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of everlasting life. Now, why was Jesus baptized? Even John the Baptist said to Jesus, I need to be baptized by you, and yet do you come to me? To which Jesus said, Let it be so for now, for in this way we fulfill all righteousness. Jesus was identifying himself with sinful man, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. And it's not as though Jesus had any sin of his own. He did not. The Bible teaches, He who knew no sin became sin for us. He took your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world onto himself on that cross. He became sin for us, and by his stripes we are healed. We were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And these two statements from the book of Romans are two statements that I almost always quote in a funeral service. I quoted them yesterday in a funeral that I had here at the church. We were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. And we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So in a very real sense, you and I must consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's what this new year is all about. Dead to sin, alive to God. So celebrate life as it's been answered for you in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.